Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Wednesday. We are live, but Sarah's still out. She has the flu. So fingers crossed that she'll be back tomorrow. We do have Hooman in, though, today, so that's nice to see you, Hooman.
Thank you.
To begin with, I want to mention that we have, in the 8 o'clock hour, just after 8 o'clock, we have tickets to the Dave Matthews Band. They've just been announced as part of this grand opening celebration for the Chase Center.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be Metallica playing with the San Francisco Symphony, and now Dave Matthews Band gets announced. There's also a couple other announcements, but
yeah.
We don't need to muddy the water at the moment. As far as you need to know, be around with the phone number. Just after 8 o'clock, and you'll have a chance to get in on the party, the Warriors' new home as it opens up.
Mm-hmm.
Also available in the 9 o'clock hour is going to be Outside Lands Eager Beaver tickets. That's three-day passes
right.
to the best
Huge.
Event in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so fun. So anyway, quick mention, it's pouring out.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring. Like I'd heard and read that this atmospheric river stuff was done. Today was as bad as any of the day. Not as bad as the worst day, but
mm-hmm.
certainly bad.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring the whole way. Did you drive in?
I did.
Ah!
Well, when I left the house, it was lightly, just lightly. And I thought, okay, so far so good. Get to 101. Still light. And then around SFO, you know, it starts to get heavier. And just that I'm okay until this one area that I'm just not good at. It's between right after Candlestick. As you get onto that...
Well, it's like eight lanes there as it splits
yeah,
off, right?
And then they're just not marked very good. And sometimes people don't know where they're going. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to slow down here and make my way. That's when it got hairy.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me today, this morning.
Oh, really?
Right at that area, right after...
Man, I hate that area. It gets me every time.
It's a Paul Street exit
uh-huh.
going north.
Sure.
There was like four or five cars... I don't know if they got into an accident, but they all slowed down like
uh-huh.
really, really hard. So I swung over to the 101 side, which is the left side,
yeah.
the opposite side of where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pass up like all these cars in order to switch
to get
back
in
over.
There.
A lot of times when you see that, it's because the standing water's been thrown on someone's windshield and they hit the brakes and then
everyone else
starts
does that.
But I wish that particular area,
there's no lights right there.
It's pretty dark.
I was going to say, I wish that they would put in on the ground those light, not the painted stripes, but the actual little bumpy light things.
The bots, yeah.
Those things you can follow
yeah.
and your headlights
right.
give you a lane to follow.
I agree.
The white stripes don't do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Not on a dark morning.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so
oh,
be
God,
prepared.
Go ahead. I was thinking the fog, too, which
right.
is not happening right now, but nevertheless. And wind. There was a lot of wind, too.
Be prepared for that as you head out for work today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started with a little bit of trash
Just
here.
My first story, Vinny, was talking about the Chase Center and the announcements. As you just said, yesterday, Dave Matthews Band's. The other day was Metallica. They're also, they have announced the Black Keys are playing. That's the September one we were waiting for.
I also read
it's November 20th, actually.
I also read it's the Black Keys, Modest
mm-hmm.
Mouse, and some
uh-huh.
other band.
Yeah, which I've never heard. Modest Mouse and then Shannon and the Clams.
They're apparently a local band.
Oh, are they?
That's what I heard.
Oh, that's great.
So, and Modest Mouse, I don't know what their deal is, but they've had some great albums.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard a new album in a while mm-hmm. out of them. I don't know if they've got one coming. But that's going to be a really good show.
Yeah.
I would want to go to that. Black Keys are great. Modest Mouse, great.
So it looks like the rest of the fall lineup at the arena will be dribbled out today and tomorrow as well as Friday. And the announcement times. They've been doing it at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Which is interesting. Good way to drag it out and give it a lot of publicity.
It's a big deal.
It
There's
is a
no
big
question
deal.
That's, you know, the Warriors. By the way, the Warriors are great and going to play their last sort of hurrah at Oracle. And then they open their new season this year. I guess, when does the NBA season open? In November or October?
Couldn't tell you.
It's October.
It's October. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big year for that stadium. And it should be. It's a, you know, what did they spend on it?
$1 billion.
$1 billion!
Yeah, so they need to use it a lot.
They're saying 18,000-seat arena.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna, you know, they need to pay that money back, right?
Yeah.
Those seats filled up. So, reveal week, we'll give you more as they come along. Wendy Williams is who I wanted to mention next, and Bryn had some sound for me that he'll get ready. Wendy Williams, you may or may not know her. She started out in radio and then got onto TV.
She did mornings in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
New York City.
Yeah,
so that's...
I think she at one time was also doing Chicago as well.
Oh, well, that's those are big markets.
She's
that's a
been
big
around.
Deal.
Yeah, and I feel that she's very talented. But over the years, she has mentioned that she has had an addiction. And for the most part, she says it's been cocaine. But it sounds like there are other things involved. Mm-hmm. She had taken a hiatus from her TV show for a couple months.
So it's now it's only a TV show. She's not on the radio anymore?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So towards the end of last year, she had taken time off. And then towards the beginning of this year, more time off.
Good for her, though, that she's taking care of herself.
Some people are, there's other rumors going on. Her husband allegedly has been having an affair with a woman for about 10 years, even bought this woman a house down the street from where him and Wendy live.
Who's what's the husband's deal?
The husband's name is Kevin, and he basically manages Wendy's career.
So he bought a house for his girlfriend with his wife's money?
Yes. Those are the rumors.
He doesn't have his own money.
Well, he makes money off of her, whatever percentage he gets.
That's not his money. That's her money.
Well, it's been going on for a long time, and she says how much she loves her husband. And so there's a lot of stuff going on in
her life. He's a husbander.
Right. There you go.
Well, look, I can tell you from my experience that if you are a person addicted, you are a bad partner. You're a bad partner. Mm-hmm. Most likely you've been ignoring your person. You've lied to your person. You've found ways to stay in your habit as opposed to being a good partner. Whether that means just hiding in your room to get high and not go to dinner on a Friday night or completely missing things that you guys had planned to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Avoiding affection. There's a lot of ways that you can... I'm not saying she made him go have an affair, but
perhaps she abandoned the relationship.
It's highly likely, though, she feels guilty for her behavior and has stuck around because of that. I certainly know I felt horrible about my behavior, but I was busy. I was busy with my drinking and just didn't have time
with your mistress,
for her.
And your own mistress.
I was hiding in my room. It wasn't like I was out at bars, but that's what I was up to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mistress? Whoa, that is a beautiful ring. That's big. Anyway, sober homes they can be great. And I'm sure she found a good one because she has access to people who could do research. They can also, one of the problems with getting sober, even though I say the best and safest and smartest way to get sober is AA, sometimes it's not run. It's not run by anybody, so it's you can run up and against shady people who are still drinking, and they can take you down. So you have to, they are also there to help you, but you have to stay responsible for yourself, and that's hard.
I did see pictures of her sober house. It's a brick building, nothing fancy about it, you know?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah. Well, as if Wendy didn't have enough to worry about, a fan is accusing her show of discriminating against her and her friends because of their age and race. This woman, her name is Diane Stevens. She's a frequent audience member at many talk shows around the New York area. She says she arrived one day around 6:30 with her friends. She had to take a bus and two trains to get there because the ladies have canes. It looks like the producers of the show let them sit down in this sort of audience holding area. She says, then the audience coordinator comes to them, says on the headset, looks at them and says, I'm taking the tickets away from the old people. And they claim that the staff workers took away the ticket stubs and escorted them right out of the building. She said it was humiliating. They then gave the tickets to three young African-American women. So she believes the decision was motivated by their age and race. I don't know what to say about that.
You don't?
Well, I mean, if it did happen, obviously it's wrong. But...
Well, do you think it's possible, though, that these people who run the show said, these guys, again, they come here at least once a week. We're always giving them a seat.
Sure.
And here's some people who came in from out of town. They actually have never been.
Yeah.
We'd love to let them hang. Mm-hmm. And instead, like you said, that this woman had to take a bus and she'd have to do anything.
A bus and two trains.
She could have watched the show from her house. That's the whole thing about, yeah, you know, a show being on your TV. You can just turn it on.
Yeah.
I don't know what her deal is. It's hard to say.
When I watch the Wendy Williams show, mostly women, probably 8 out of 10 are women, and they're all dressed so nice, I notice. Like, when you know you're going to be an audience member, I think people dress up, you know, in case the camera comes on them. Because Wendy does go out to the audience
members. Well, that's part of the draw, I would imagine, right? They want to be on TV.
Sure.
I mean, if you watch...
I've always wanted to do sort of a tour of talk shows. And Yeah, I don't know, because I think it would be so fun to be the audience. Even like, you did a Saturday Night Live. You were an audience member there. That is so cool. I would love to do, Tonight's Show or whatever. I'd love to go around. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had a great time, right, when you were at SNL?
Well, SNL was something that was part of a radio bit we were doing when Sarah and I started in Philadelphia. So it wasn't specifically something I sought, but it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
To see that happen in real life, the show that you watch. And there's so many different sets, and there's so much energy in that studio, mm-hmm, that you feel like... I don't know how to explain
electric.
It.
Electric.
Well, it is. It really is. I mean, the show I saw was when Robert Downey Jr. had just gotten out of jail, and the first thing he did was go on SNL. This was 20
years ago. Did he make fun
ago.
Of himself?
He did. He's a great actor and really funny, mm-hmm, and really good at just about anything he tries to do. He was great.
Mm.
So the show was something to see. I don't know that a talk show is the same, but I can imagine that people end up wanting their shot at getting on TV.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. I guess that's what these ladies are into. They want to.
That's their thing, and they're probably retired. Before we go here, I wanted to mention Bryn put up a few trailers.
That's correct. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Uh-huh. And one of them is Toy Story 4 trailer. Is out. I did not see the third one. I loved so much, so very, very much 1 and 2. So I'm wondering if I need to see 3 before I go on to 4.
Well, sure.
I do,
because, not to give anything away, but the kid that has Woody.
But he is.
has to pass him along because he's an adult now.
Yeah,
and there's a little girl.
Does he give it to the little girl next door?
Yeah, the little
Maggie.
Girl next door, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot her name. Yeah.
So... Yeah, you kind of have to see the handoff because you'll be like, what happened to Andy?
Yeah, how did they get there?
Exactly.
Yeah, and plus you want to. They're good.
Bonnie.
All of these movies are really good.
Bonnie with her new Kraft Spork Forky.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so there's that one, Toy Story 4. Netflix just dropped Stranger Things Season 3 trailer.
Mm. Oh, the trailer. I thought you were going to say
just the trailer. Not yet. You got time. And lastly, Hooman, I don't know if you know about this. Natalie Portman, they're saying longs for the stars in Dreamlike Lucy in the Sky trailer.
I watched
She is an astronaut?
She is with John Hamm.
And does she kind of just lose it's weird, reality?
Because at the beginning of the film, or at the beginning of the trailer, she's got one guy she's at the table with, and then later on in the trailer, she's banging John Hamm. And you're like, what happened to the guy at the beginning of the trailer? Isn't that your husband? So, I don't know.
Well, people break up.
That's true. So in any case, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to see some good trailers out there.
All right. I've got news coming up. We'll also play a few songs. And don't forget, we've got tickets in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, I'd love to pick up a phone call or two. So feel free.
Right.
The phone number is 800-400-3697. News after a few songs and these messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out. Sorry. She's got the flu. So she'll be hopefully back. Yeah, I know. It stinks. But she'll be hopefully back tomorrow. And Hooman's here. So we're going to just do a show for you. We're live. And coming up, we've got tickets for you to... And that's in the 8 o'clock hour. So when I say coming up, it's still a ways away. But tickets to the opening of the Chase Center for Dave Matthews Band, just announced, should be a great show. And I saw him at Outside Lands, Dave Matthews. Huge. That's going to sell
People
out.
People love him.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I was going to say, and the number is, if you want to comment on any of Vinny's stories, is 800-400-3697.
Or to say hi to Hooman. He's back, everyone.
Hi.
What did you do during the days while
you
were out?
I literally tried to sleep or go to rehab or therapy. I mean, I'm cooking for myself now, which is new for me.
Oh.
So it's I literally don't do anything. I just kind of sit at home. If I can walk, I'll walk for like, you know, a couple blocks and come back home. But
Sarah announced that you quit social media as well.
I did for, yeah, 1 week. Yeah.
Oh.
I put it. Well, last night when I couldn't sleep at 10 p.m., I woke up. I'm like, well, let me respond back to everybody who sent me a, you know, get well message.
That's
so
the
that
worst
was nice.
Thing you could do at 10 p.m. Yeah. on a school night.
Well, after you haven't slept for 4 hours, what are you supposed to do?
Keep
I don't have a TV.
There.
Keep laying there?
Yeah.
No.
It's the only way. Otherwise, you get stimulated. Right?
I don't know. There's other things that I would have resorted to but long before picking up the phone. But, you know,
I'm guilty, though. I mean, I just say that because Anita's always like, get off your phone. You're supposed to be sleeping.
She does?
Yeah, she does. Because I'm there at 11 p.m., you know, trying to sleep.
Anyway, we've got time. News. Next, hit my little thing.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru A Lot to Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. All right, here's what's happening. I thought this was interesting because I saw Jane make a post, speaking of social media, our Jane, the afternoon radio show host here on Alice.
Jane, you're playing a game.
I think it was for International Women's Day.
Uh-huh.
She posted pictures of herself with a bunch of super powerful women. And the pictures include, and she hangs with all the big stars.
Big names, yeah.
So she was with Taylor Swift and she was with Katy Perry, I want to say. And one of the pictures that she posted was with Cher.
Oh.
And apparently, and she wrote this little piece with it. Apparently, when she stood next to Cher said, well, what's your best side? And Jane's response was, I don't know.
Huh.
And Cher's response was, you have to know your best side. That's important for all. Like, I guess you're supposed to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
So Cher gave it to her
a
little bit. So that's a question.
That's so funny because when you've seen Jane, when you see her posts, she does go to one side.
So now you know why.
Yeah.
Because Cher gave her...
Mariah has done it for years also. And I think a lot of stars do it. Your person tells you, this is your makeup artist or maybe your photographer tells you
what
side is better.
Or you've seen enough pictures of yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To say, God, I can't stand when I don't remember to... So I do get that. I definitely just looked right at the dumb camera with a big dumb smile and every time go, well, there's that.
You mean a great smile.
I don't have any kind of idea what side is my best. But according to this, some people do. A recent survey found most people prefer their left side.
Yeah. I think I would go to the left.
Oh, funny.
Do you?
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I feel like I pose on my left usually too, but not for any reason, just because I just go that way.
But you're right-handed.
Yeah.
I'm actually left-handed, but no, I'm right-handed, but I was born left-handed. And Asian folks are really mean about that. So when you start writing with your left hand, they smack your hand and put the pencil in the other hand. So when I do martial arts, I'm naturally left-footed too. It's bizarre.
But you were writing with your left hand and they changed that.
Yeah, I was left-hand dominant.
Can you write left-handed now?
Now I can't, no, because I've been doing it with my right all my life. Uh-huh. And so...
Because my kid's left-handed and we didn't we didn't smack her hand
or anything. Maybe you should.
Maybe we should.
No, I don't.
The world's made for right-handed people,
unfortunately.
I feel
like left-handers are usually more artistic, you know, and like they have a better sense of, I don't know.
I constantly notice when I'm watching TV or movies, a lot of actors are left-handed.
Really?
Yeah, I always notice that.
A recent poll asked 1,500 people, and we're more likely to say our left side of our face is our good side. So if you don't know, I guess start with that information, that your left side should be your best side. Women were more likely than men to say the right side of their face is their better side. And maybe that's because they figured it out and decided that's, I don't know. I just look straight. I look straight into the camera. Find my dumb smile.
Well, it depends
on
how we're posed, too. You know, a lot of times we pose in a group, and you do tend to go one side or the other, unless you're right smack in the middle. Then you just look ahead.
Gucci is selling new distressed sneakers that look like something. They've been pre-worn. They look dirty and worn out. For $870, you can get a brand new pair of distressed sneaks from Gucci. The funny part of this is they do it to jeans. Mm-hmm. They do it to musical instruments. The guitar business has made a fortune on what they call relicking, and they actually make a guitar look used and kind of beat up, and you pay more for that, not less. It is so funny. I don't like it. I won't buy those. I think that as I look at instruments, give me something new and let me ruin it. Right. I don't know why.
Because I will do that.
I would buy something pre-ruined.
Yeah.
But a lot of people feel like it's not, doesn't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like it's too new and they have to.
They're afraid of it.
I get that with cars too, but can you imagine buying a car that's pre-beat up? I mean, that's called a used car. You wouldn't go get a new car and have them beat it up. But that's... Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, everyone. Bryn's computer just... Was that just the pot or the computer set that off?
No, it's the computer. I'm just moving things around. This way, I figured out a way so I don't have to run back and forth.
I got you.
All right. Yeah. Look at you.
But it's obviously still in the works.
Okay.
In the process.
Anyway, Gucci's...
But dang, $800.
$800 for beat up Gucci sneaks.
No, thanks.
And this furniture as well, too, right?
Like yeah, you know, I bet they antique furniture, too.
They do. Yeah. They use, like, chains and stuff like that, and they beat it up, and then they repolish it and make it, what do you call that, the top coat to make it look shiny and kind of new, but still beat up and messed up. And they charge you more for it.
Yeah. I saw a neighbor's was selling their house, and I walked in to check it out, and they redid their floors, but they were distressed floors, which I thought was an interesting choice.
Huh!
Yeah.
So beat up.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Stuff's going to be beat
up. Well, someone likes
it.
They sold it.
Well, think about it. What is that show? Actually, all those shows, they probably, plenty of them are hawking that antiqued or distressed look when they, these design
shows. Like the home shows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is Chip and JoJo?
Joanna, yeah.
I'm sure that antiquing is one of her things.
Sure.
Taylor Smith is 19 years old. She just pleaded guilty earlier this week. You probably don't know her by name, but she's the Washington State teen that pushed her friend off a bridge into a river.
As a joke, right?
Well, they were both at the top. They were both planning to jump. This girl was gonna jump. except that she wasn't ready when her friend pushed her off. And so she, rather than, I don't know, pencil her way in, you know, pull it all in and drop in toes first, she landed awkwardly. I think that she broke a rib, punctured a lung. I mean, it was bad for
her. Serious injury.
Yeah. It was a 60-foot fall. Oh, here it is. The fall broke four of Jordan's ribs and damaged a lung. And it was all caught on video, so you'd see this on YouTube. Doctors are saying the fall could have been fatal, but she's okay. The woman who pleaded guilty, the 19-year-old, is facing up to a year in jail.
What are the charges?
Let me see if I've got the actual charge.
Because I think at one time they wanted, someone, prosecutor perhaps wanted attempted murder. But I don't think she got that.
Reckless endangerment. So, I don't know. I think that if I was watching my daughter be pushed and screaming as she fell into the water, I'd be so mad.
So mad. And, like, is she going to pay all the hospital bills? I wonder if they're still friends.
I'm sure they're not. I bet they're not. I know that boys regularly, and maybe this is a thing that happened when I was young, but and it's changed since, but boys regularly do crap like that to each other, and it's considered friendship.
Boys will be boys.
And I don't even know that we say that anymore because it's such a terrible thing that...
Kids will be kids.
But I, you know...
And I wonder if this gal ever apologized to her ex-friend. Although the lawyers probably told them to not
talk.
Yep.
I don't know.
Don't admit guilt.
800-400-FM97 is our phone number and also our text number. Let me do a couple of these before we break. I mentioned when the show first started that I finally watched The Inventor last night.
Mm-hmm.
It started, I think it was available as of Tuesday night. So, but I've been waiting for this. I've been wanting to see The Inventor. It's about Elizabeth Holmes. She's a lady here in the Bay Area who started a company, Theranos, and it gained a lot of juice. One of the guys in the documentary is from, I think, Fortune magazine. But you can see he is, not only did he pursue the story about her as he was realizing that she couldn't answer important questions, but he was hurt because he put her on the cover of his magazine.
Is that, at the time, was she noted as the first woman, the youngest woman billionaire? Something along those lines is what they called her. I mean, now it's Kylie Jenner, but...
Right. I don't know which... I'm going to watch it again because I had too much going on and I wanted to make...
Well, there's a lot of info that they're throwing at you, too.
I wanted a more detailed information available for recall and I just don't have it. But he was clearly bummed that he fell for it and put her on the cover of his magazine. And so, anyway... That's something that we got a lot of comments on, Elizabeth.
And we were saying yesterday, Vinny, that they're going to actually have a film about it with Jennifer Lawrence starring as Elizabeth Holmes.
So you'll see more of this. There's podcasts and books out. Bad Blood, I think, is the book. And I can't think of the name of the podcast. The Inventor, says 650, is it not amazing that she duped a bunch of people who ran our country and military? She is pictured with all kinds of government people, including... presidents. Yes, it's amazing that she was able to do that. And there was no technology that she was promising. It just wasn't there.
Man.
It's even amazing that they started to go to the public and do business and it still wasn't there. They're offering this finger prick thing. And in reality, they had to draw blood because they couldn't do the test that she was saying they could do. As I was watching that, I'm like,
oops.
Oh, my God.
Dang, Liz.
It is crazy. It's certainly a good watch. If you live in the Bay Area and you wonder about these businesses that you drive by with the name and you go, what the heck?
What do they do?
It's certainly, I liked it.
Well, if you walk into her place of business, it was very impressive to see all those machines going and people with their white lab coats. It looked for real.
Yeah, it did. okay, so we are going to break. We'll be back with some. We'll play some music. We've got Celebrity Trash coming up with Yuzette as well right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.